Chapter 63. The Journey. After months of separation, Roz and Brightbill, mother and son, were together again. And they had so much catching up to do. They went into the nest, and the robot built a fire. Then the goose gazed into the flames and told the story of his winter. This is what he said.
We spent the whole first day of our migration flying over the ocean. It seemed like the ocean would go on forever. But just when the flock was getting tired, Longneck pointed to some tiny islands on the horizon. We flew down to one of the islands and ate dune grass and rested our wings. After a few days of hopping from island to island, we reached the mainland and continued over fields and forests. And then the snow began to fall. I'd never seen snow before, and at first, I thought it was beautiful. But it just kept coming. The others explained that the snow was early, that we were never supposed to see it. But there it was, piling up around us as we tried to sleep at night. Longneck worried that the weakest geese wouldn't survive, and he was right. We lost old Widefoot to that very first snowstorm. We tried to fly around the snowy weather, but we got completely lost and the weather became even worse. Lakes and ponds and rivers began freezing over. We couldn't find food or water, so we ate snow, and that only made us colder. We had trouble cleaning ourselves, and our feathers became dirty and heavy. The flock was in bad shape, but Longneck kept us moving.
"We are geese," he squawked, "and geese keep going."
One day, we were struggling through a snow shower when we saw something called a farm. It had perfectly square fields and enormous buildings. And stomping her way through the farm was a robot. She looked just like you, Ma. Longneck sent me over to speak to the robot, but I couldn't understand anything she said. So I just followed her through the farm and around a corner. And then I saw something I never expected. Plants. Bright, colorful plants. I didn't understand how plants could live in such cold weather, but then I saw that they were...